Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fcforyouonestopshop.com.
Hello, 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 and good evening, good evening. This is Ray Russell. I am the host of the Block Talk Radio for FC4U. And this evening, I just want to talk a little bit about why do people spend more than they make? You sometimes wonder about that. Well, as we're approaching the holidays, people tend to spend more than they are bringing in. You know, have you ever tried to budget your money only to find yourself feeling frustrated? Does sticking to a budget seem like something you are incapable of doing? Well, when you add up all of your expenses, do you exceed your income? I'm saying a lot of times people have fallen into this trap of debt, and this is something that you have total control over. You cannot blame your mama. You cannot blame your daddy. You can't even blame the stores for putting you in debt. The truth of the matter is most people answer yes to these questions. If you are one of them, I strongly suggest you create a working budget. Most people don't like talking about the word budget. They don't even like mentioning it. It feels like it's a bad word. But if you're like most of us, even mentioning that word budget can make you quiver. Similar to the word diet. Nobody wants a diet. It seems to suggest that if you're about to deprive yourself of what you really, really want. The question is, though, what do you really want? If it is a desire to get ahead of the game and have a surplus at the end of each month, then read on, then listen on, you know, read those books. I encourage you to empower yourself with the knowledge to make it happen. So on the road to financial freedom, it's easy to get lost if you don't have a clear idea of where you are or where you want to go. Think about this. A working budget should be your very first step. This helps you to chart your actual expenses, enabling you to direct your resources more effectively. Some people believe that if their expenses are in line with their income, a budget is unnecessary. Yet, financial experts agree this very task is necessary to making your financial dreams become a reality. The aim of working a budget is to develop a plan for attaining your financial goals. Most American households, they continue to fall into debt. However, how can you create a surplus if you don't know how much you have or where it is being spent? To carry out your plan, you will need to compare your income to your expenses. Perhaps you need to make changes in your spending habits. So while you're cutting back, is not always the solution, keep in mind that you may need to prioritize your spending. Any adjustments you choose to make will be the result of focusing your attention on achieving whose goals? Your goals. So here are some helpful ABC tips that I put together for budgeting. For example, A. A represent your needs. You cannot do without. Things that you cannot do without. Okay? So underneath the A column, you want to write your rent, education, you know, and then for et cetera. Under the B column, are your needs. Things that you can do something about now. You can decrease their expenses in that column. For example, groceries. Do you have to spend $500 a month on groceries? How are some ways that you can trim that fat off that grocery bill? Phones. You can look for cheaper plans. You can find out whether do you need two cell phones on this plan. If you're only using one cell phone, get rid of the other one. You know, if you have cell phones for your kids and they are working, let them pay that bill. You know, under the C column is where you're going to put down your wants. What do I want? Well, I want shoes. I want a vacation. I want a gym membership. So once you learn how to prioritize your ABCs, you can find it easier to make your budget. Okay, make it a habit. And remember now, the budget is the vehicle that gets you from A to B financially. Money, if you think of money as the gas that fuels the vehicle, okay, then it makes sense. It makes a whole lot of sense. So one reason why millions of Americans, millions of people have no margin in their lives is that they spend more than they earn. So in the old world, when life was less complicated, we went out and we gathered food. We grew our own food and fruits and vegetables, right? Then, you know, everybody cooked and shared and live a simple and happy life. But today, we all seek more and eye up. We're all seeking to be more or keeping up with the Joneses, if I should say. So debt is easily accessible. Everywhere you turn is, hey, you can get a credit card here, sign up, and we'll give you a credit card. You go into the department stores, and they're offering you these cards on your checkout. So more people are more unhappy and yet acquiring so many things. We all want to travel the world because it is the thing to do. So people put their vacations on these credit cards that they pay for a very long time. I remember a client, I was doing her finances, and she had on her list of debts these credit card bills. I'm talking huge credit card bills, you know? And I'm saying, well, what do you remember what you purchased with this particular credit card here? It has $5,000. Do you remember what you purchased for that? She said, oh, that was a cruise that I went on about 5 years ago. And you're still paying on this cruise. And it doesn't look like it's going down. It looks like it's increasing. And yes, because when I looked at how much she was paying, they asked her to pay the minimum. But, you know, the minimum wasn't enough to cover the actual interest. So whatever she hasn't paid on for the interest, they tack it on to the actual overall cost. So it looked like it was increasing. It was increasing. She would never get out of debt just paying that minimum. So you need to come up with your money blueprint. And basically what your money blueprint is the view of money that you have taken on from your parents. A lot of people learn from their past. They learn from their parents, you know. Who taught you about money? Who taught you how to budget? Who taught you how to spend? Who taught you how to get into debt? Who taught you how to hide from the creditors? So did your parents live in abundance? Did they have a surplus of money? Or did they struggle? And how did they deal with these situations? Were they borrowers or lenders? Did they save or invest? So write down your question, write down your answers to these questions and compare them to your current interaction with money. For some people, spending all that they make in, dipping into the red is almost second nature as a result of their upbringing. So if you look at the blueprint and you look back and you look back over your life and you said, oh my gosh, my blueprint, this blueprint right here is working against me. Now is a good time for you to start doing something about it. And so people says, okay, I want to do something different. I want to just do something different about it. But where do I start, Coach Ray? Well, I'm glad you asked. Most people that want to lose weight, for example, they think they can do it on their own. But in reality, you need a coach. You need a professional a workout partner. You need someone that could help you on your journey. So I get it. I get it, Coach Ray. If I want to be successful, if I want to be able to get down to the size that I want to be, I need to get a personal trainer. That personal trainer is going to hold you accountable. So if I have problems dealing with my finances, that means I need to get my financial coach, you know, on board. I need to be able to work with a financial coach, and that's where I come in. I am a financial coach. I'm licensed. I've been at this for many, many years. And so if you need someone to help you play and win at this money game, reach out today. Give me a call. My phone number is 619-368-6558. We have a lot of programs available to help you on your way. You cannot do this by yourself. If you try, it's not going to work. So, like I said, reach out and let us help you. Let me help you. Before you know it, your actions will become habits. And then if you're doing the good thing, if you're on a good path, then these good habits will last. And then you change the way you think about money. You change your money tree. You change your mindset about it so that moving forward, teach your kids the right way. So when they look back, they're not going to be making the same mistakes that you've made. And my name again is Financial Coach Ray. I am the CEO, the founder of Financial Coach for You, and I'm here to help you play and win at the money game. Have a good day, everyone.
Have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4youonestopshop.com.